The following email was sent by Nicole Dressbell 10 years ago today. Hello, John. Just touching base on the move-in this weekend. I'm thinking I'll start lugging things in on Sunday. I could do it any time that day. When works for you? Also, do you have plans for Monday night? I'm turning 22, and I may get a group of people together to see a stand-up show at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, 307 West 23rd Street. Are you interested in coming? Please extend the invitation to Erica. Or Erica? Since I won't meet her until Sunday. Talk to you soon, Nicole.
So first of all, I'm pretty sure I got the address of UCB wrong. It's okay. On 26th. Isn't it on 26th Street? It's 100% on 26th Street. That's so sad.
Well, you wouldn't know that of all people.
Right.
Also, you had not met these people, right?
This is a friend of a friend I was moving in with, so I'd met him once. So I pulled this email because it was 10 years ago today, but also I thought there was just something so like subtly, devastatingly sad about it.
Yeah, because it's kind of your birthday party.
Yes.
Right? And you were inviting people who you'd never met.
No.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm with you. It is a little sad.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm not going to argue that with you.
Okay. Yeah. The incorrectness of the address plus just the desperate cry for friendship. Like, I've invited this person I've kind of met and his sister who I've definitely haven't met.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Did he come?
No.
Oh.
The next email is him saying like, oh, you can move in Sunday afternoon. Also, can't do Monday night. No acknowledgement that it was my birthday whatsoever.
Yeah, you overstepped your bounds there, inviting.
Oh, God, so sad. So sad. The following email was sent by Matt Straub 10 years ago today. You didn't miss much. Name redacted. Was absolutely bombed from the moment he got off the plane. Fell on his face not once, but twice, literally sustaining a full contact hit to the head each time. Once on the barroom floor, once on the raw concrete, no hands to protect him. All he could say when I was going home was, I love you, baby. I'm sorry. He was lit up like a fucking menorah. Okay, sorry. I laughed a little bit during that. It affected our dry read just because why no hands?
Do you have any, I don't know if you have any friends who like, you ever have a friend who like gets on a plane and has like six cocktails before the plane even takes off?
No, I might be that friend.
Okay, well, that's what he did. And I distinctly remember this night and he came to town and he was wearing dress shoes like for going out, mm-hmm. but there was no traction on him. So the combination of him being bombed, and like he was just kind of like walking around with a lot of swagger, I think dancing too, and he just kept slipping and just, he would not catch himself. Like his face just drilled the floor of the bar hard and the same thing on the concrete outside.
Oof.
It was wild.
Oof.
Yeah.
Were they okay? And why are you baby?
It's just like, I love you, baby. You know, we go way back.
Okay.
You know, old friends.
Wow.
You know, practically family. But
yeah. Who was this email to?
That was to another friend who didn't come out that night.
Right.
Yeah.
And you told them they missed nothing. It actually sounds like the opposite.
Yeah, I think my life was a lot more exciting back then because now I would be like, you guys aren't going to believe what happened.
Right.
My friend fell on his face. It was wild. So
10 years.
Yeah.
A lot has changed. Our threshold for excitement has changed in 10 years.
Totally. A full 180.
Mm-hmm.
You've got mail.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their lives for comedy gold. I'm Nicole Dressbell.
And I am Matt Straub.
And our guest this week from Audio Boom's own Mission to Zix is Mujan Zulfagari.
Hi, guys. I'm very nervous to be here.
That's the effect that we're going
yeah,
for.
This is a horrible decision on my part.
Yeah. No, it's great. You're so perfect for this.
Thank you.
I'm very excited.
Yes. Why do you say that?
I just feel like you've got a great grasp on what's uncomfortable and funny about your life. Do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah.
And you're fully in control of the narrative, which I think is an important thing with this. Because we're not looking to make anyone vulnerable or uncomfortable.
Right. But I will say, in the brief time that we've known each other, which is a few minutes, you seem very nice. And I'm going to feel a little bit bad about some of the things we're going to have to make you do.
You know, I need to be humbled sometimes and be reminded by a stranger I just met. Just like how I should feel about everything.
Okay. Okay, good, good. I think that's a good place to be starting from. So with that in mind, let's lay the foundation for the most intense part of the show.
Okay.
Which is email roulette.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, Mujan, you came not only prepared with a person that you can contact, but also some background email information from the very beginning. So we're getting right into it.
Okay. So I was, when you invited me to this, I was like, okay, you know, I've done a lot of embarrassing emails in my life. One of them that come to mind that I will always remember, and now I'm publicly able to have some distance, perhaps 6 years, to talk about it with perhaps strangers and you, viewer, listener. Okay, so in 2011, I was working somewhere and I was like a lowly researcher for a show or something. And I had one of those like work crushes, which you don't like, one of those guys, having a crush can be the best thing ever or the worst thing ever. And this is one of the best ones. When you go into the office and they could just say one small thing to you.
Oh, man.
Just one thing. I think once he did ask me, he's like, hey, coffee's out. And I was like, it is. And then the rest of the day, I was like, the coffee was out. He said hi to me. Oh, boy, we're in love.
It was like his job to tell you the coffee was out? It was like his responsibility?
I think it was my job maybe to check in on the coffee. But yeah.
Oh, and also like we're out of coffee.
Not even like, what's your name? Anything about that.
I thought it was like, originally I was like, oh, they put out coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not how coffee works.
No, I think it was mainly, where's the coffee that you should be making?
Was that your job?
Actually, you know, I was like a researcher assistant. So I was one of the people who perhaps he was saying, you know, coffee's out. Like, well, funny. Maybe you should be making it.
Wow.
But to me, it was mainly like, wow, we both know something that's happening. We have this common interest in the kitchen. Oh, we're both in the kitchen at the same time. He must be there because he knew I'd be going there, as opposed to like, oh, he's looking for coffee.
Oh, I love it so much.
He basically said, please fill up the coffee.
Yeah, and not so many words.
I love this so much.
But, you know, there are many instances like that. Just going to work was just like a joy. I would be willing to be there the longest hours because I would bump into him or like send him an email to be like, hey, deadline's at 5 p.m. He'd be like, great. And I'd be like, whoo, man, we are dating. No, just kidding. Like he was the best in my head.
Work crushes.
One of those
so
work
good.
Crushes. It makes it fun to go to work.
Yes.
When the work is not maybe perhaps the best. But I had an email chain going on with a couple of lady friends and I who are in an improv team that we would, of course, talk about. We don't always talk about boys. That's not what all girls do. We talked about politics, feminism, moving forward, leaning in, etc. But yes, perhaps men came involved in this thread and they knew I had this like work crush on this person. And, you know, they had like probably a nickname for this guy. I don't remember it, but eventually there was a rap party for something we were working on. This is in 2011. And at the rap party, it was the end of a project. This guy was like a little drunk. He was so nice to me. He put his like hand on my shoulder and he's like, Mujan, you're great. And I was like, oh my God. Oh, wow. And it was like the best day of my life. And I went home at like 3 a.m. and I sent an email to that thread. Or I thought I sent an email to that thread. Instead, I sent an email to 8 individuals who were part of the larger improv group that we were all part of, some of which those people are like incredible professionals in the comedy field. One of them is like the head writer of Colbert. And I am not a person who really likes to talk about my personal life that much. And I felt so ashamed. And so I went into that whole thing of regret where I started emailing back immediately like, hey, whatever I just sent at 3 a.m., ignore. Hey, guys, don't worry about it. This is not a thing.
Okay, wait. We need to go right to the source.
I have I have it open. Okay,
pull up the email that you sent at 3 a.m. to this entire group of email people. So you meant to send it to the two other women on the team.
Yeah, two other women.
Because,
separate thread.
Per the statutes at the time on improv groups, it was 3 women to 5 men.
Yes.
Officially in every group.
You can not have more than that.
Nope.
Was this an accidental a keystroke that brought up a different like
I was probably
thread name
looking
or something?
Up like one of the people's names
it
brought up
okay.
a whole entire
Got
thread.
It.
Because the last person to email this entire thread was one of the women.
Yes,
so
it
potentially,
was. One of, yes.
So I think we can blame Laura Wilcox directly.
We
can name names.
Yes,
say Laura Wilcox, who is one of the women.
Yeah, the name of the thread is also called High Five. It has nothing. I don't even know what it's about. Michael Caine started off by saying, I liked that. So the whole thread is about some improv, probably move we made.
Right.
Okay, so this is on September 29th. 2011.
Okay. Also, just I do want to point out, just to indicate your state of mind, the email that you're responding to, though. So you're just looking this up. So the email from Laura Wilcox that you responded to is from a thread belonging to this improv group that was sent July 9th, 2010.
Yeah.
And you pulled up that thread and responded to it on September 29th, 2011.
It was a mess.
So it's not as if this is the most recent email.
No.
You somehow stumbled upon this very old email thread.
Nope.
And used it to, this is incredible.
It's a year, 2 months, and 20 days later.
And what's even worse is I believe I still had that, I live by that 5-second undo thing that Google has, like Gmail has.
I don't have
really,
that.
Really? I have that because I always regret everything that I do. Mm-hmm. And I, for some reason, didn't. It was 3:40 a.m. and I sent this with pleasure.
Wow.
I think that's why. Probably because it was 3:40 a.m.
Yes, very true. Okay, so, and you were also high off of this conversation you had.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I will say I was completely sober. There is no alcohol, anything involved with this. It was just giddiness.
It was just giddiness.
Yeah.
Powered by giddy. Okay.
Okay, so... this is the email that I sent. It's just, tonight at the Name Redacted rap party, the Name Redacted was there, and he was a wee bit drunk. I learned he's also now single. I think he became single that day. He touched my shoulder a lot. He told me I'm adorable. We talked a lot. He gave me a hug out of nowhere. Then I had to go to a tech rehearsal. Guys, I'm still so in love with this man, but now what do I do? Miss you too in this thread. It's 3:40 a.m. Mujan.
Okay, and then immediately afterwards, you emailed to the group.
And let me tell you this. I liked in the comedy world, because it's hard being a woman, to be very professional in everything I do. And so I immediately, I was just immediately regretted this so hard and realized what I did.
3 minutes later.
3 minutes later. Ha, 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 ha. Fuck, that was for Elaine, not Elena, and Laura. Well, I'm going to go. Well, now I'm going to go put my head in the sand forever. Heart. Oh, God. And I remember I couldn't sleep that night. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. I sent this email to the group on accident. 7 a.m., I believe.
Oh, no.
Is it 7 a.m.? 7:09 a.m., Elena replied back. Mujan, we'll make it through together. Boys, you never saw this. You never saw this. Next one at 10:30 a.m., Don Finale. Never saw it. Too busy getting roadhead. Mujan.
I'm assuming that was an inside joke.
I don't remember.
It was referenced in the message from 2010.
It probably
the last
was.
One. Yes. I saw that.
And then ignore that. But and then I sent a happy face. And then Michael Caine replied, I'm flattered by this whole thing, but I'm still a little miffed about people calling me redacted, name behind my back. He was as if saying he was the one. You give me one rim job.
I don't know that we need to read the rest of this email. To protect Michael Caine, I don't think we need to read the jokes in the rest of this email.
So there was a lot of regret. But here's the fun fact. So this is to, we can be honest, an improv group, a Herald team at the UCB in 2011 called The Opera, perhaps the best improv team that ever existed.
We had already given them enough clues to put that together.
Yes.
They knew Elena, they knew Laura, and they knew Colbert Report head writer.
People who are listening to this have any idea who The Opera is, of the two people. Yeah, so what was I going to say? Sorry. So I was sending this to a group called The Opera, and the thing that I was working on, the names were very similar. And so if I had accidentally wrote like one letter off, it would have gone to the whole company that that guy was in.
I hate this story so much.
You know, my favorite thing about the first email, though, if I could just jump back to that, is there's nothing in there to make the people reading it think like, oh, well, this wasn't for me. Like, it's so like sort of broad and like could have been for them. Like that's so good. Cause there's nothing in there, no details to make them be like, oh, that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Like, anyone who read it was like, that was for me.
That's true. Anyone on The Opera who received that might've just thought it was like a weird aberration for you, but they would not necessarily have thought this was a mistake.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
I love this so much.
I am also realizing just reading this back, I think how old was I? I was 6 years younger, so 19, no, I don't know, so 20, so 5 years old. But the language that I use in that email, I do sound like a 12-year-old. That's how that's how that crush was like. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, you guys, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Also,
nice young Mujan.
Also, got to call out the couple members of The Opera who did not respond to this email thread.
Super awkward.
Super awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nate Russell, where are you at?
Nate Russell, yeah. Opus, where are you at?
Well, Opus is busy.
Opus is busy, yeah. He was manning a show.
Right.
Shout out to all those people.
Email roulette.
Yeah, so my email roulette would be to, why not, the person that I had the crush on.
I love this. So you're going to open up an email and type in their name.
Okay.
Okay, great. And Matt and I are going to dictate the email that you may be sending to them.
Okay, great.
Matt, do you want to go first?
This is a bad idea.
Well, we should start with the subject line, I think.
That's of course.
That's customary. What do you think? You have anything in mind?
Can I say now that this person is married and is living a great life?
Great. Okay. Yeah. Good to know. They're married. They're living a great life. So what's like a non-threatening subject line? Matt, you're married. So it would be a non-threatening subject line.
What do married people subject
lines? Let's just say not trying to be threatening.
Great.
I think that's the clearest way.
I saw that in an email, I would immediately be like, yeah, the body of the email is going to be something horribly
threatening. I know, but that, see, the way we do these things is we don't overthink it. We just go.
Yeah, but Mushan is right. Not trying to be threatening, .. Seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
That'll just in case you have concerns.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah. Yep. Really? Mm-hmm. Not trying to be. No. Okay. I'm writing it. Seriously. Jesus.
Okay, great. And then just hello.
That's neutral.
Yes. And then write their name.
Name redacted.
Great. I like that you wrote the redacted name in all capital letters. As if it looks now like this is a form letter that you're sending to people.
I want to take you back to a night in 2011.
You guys are devils.
Yes.
To a night in 2011.
Let me set the stage.
Mm-hmm. Two coworkers.
Honestly, if I started reading this right now, I would think this person will murder me by the end of this.
One rap party. One hug.
Oh, it was a great hug.
A lifetime of questions.
I just wrote questions.
Yes, and that's fine. No, I'm going to
leave it.
Yeah, I'm going to ask that you keep
a lifetime of questions.
Mm-hmm. Lifetime of questions.
But now, Matt, we said it wasn't threatening.
Right. I think that's okay.
Okay.
I think we're just going to leave that.
Great.
That doesn't need to be addressed in any way.
You're right. Okay, great. Yeah. You're right.
Because that's even better. You know what I mean? We don't need to be like about the subject line. You've moved on from the subject line now. It's in the back of your head. You're thinking, well, that was weird about the threatening thing.
Yeah, nobody is reading an email and comparing the body of the email to the... Exactly.
You shouldn't
be. You're totally right.
That's kind of afterwards. Sometimes if you're really doing a once over the email, you might be like, that subject line didn't really fit. But in this case, I think we can just go with it.
It's actually crazy that subject lines are still a convention. Isn't that weird?
Oh, yeah. I sometimes think about them for hours.
Of course, because they can make things seem so weird.
Yeah.
Yo is the subject line of 72% of the emails I write,
I'm
guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mine is bitch. It's just straight up bitch.
Wow. Great. Cool. So, sorry, after seriously, back to the subject line,
back
I would love a bitch.
Okay, so the subject line is not trying to be threatening, .. Seriously.
Bitch.
Come on, Nicole.
Okay, you said it first. Fine, you don't have to write it.
Okay, so we have a lifetime of questions is where we left off.
Lifetime of questions. Yes.
But ultimately, didn't it all work out for the best?
I'm incredibly already confused for him.
Yep.
I think you know.
He does not know.
How I feel about you.
He does not know.
And I think you know, I wish you only the best.
Great.
Okay.
And then, space.
Space. Very important. How many spaces? Two. Well, it depends. Just two.
Yep. We're out of coffee, comma, Mushan.
Great.
Huh. Yeah, I feel good about that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not in any way vague to someone who I was just a lowly worker to.
He will know exactly
talk
what
to maybe, let's say, 5 minutes total in the year that I worked there.
Mm-hmm,
he
mm-hmm.
will definitely remember every single reference in this.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I hope I win this game.
Yeah, yep. So later on, you're going to have to answer a trivia question to determine whether you have to send that.
This, honestly, I'm going to go back to my first statement I said on this podcast. This is a horrible idea.
Yeah, great. That's fair. We get that a lot. Oh, also just as a feminist, I want to apologize for implying that you should have put bitch in the subject line of that email.
Thank you. When I use it, it's a joke.
Right.
Yeah. Or I'm owning it.
Right.
Or it's a reference to a dog. You guys don't know. There's many different ways you can have a bitch subject line.
I wasn't assuming anything from that. I had not and will not.
Okay, this next segment is called Let's Put Labels on It.
Let's Put Labels on It.
So Mushan, you looks like you label your email, so we're going to...
I used to.
You used to label your emails.
I gave up a while ago. Okay. I'm no longer an organized person.
Wow, aggressively, organized.
Yeah.
What is your... Wait, related to that, I want to see how many emails you have in your inbox. This should be the first question we ask everyone.
This is new for me because I just was on vacation and I did this thing where I didn't even check my email, which is a new thing for me because I'm generally to zero. But I'm usually zero. Let me establish that. Right now at 49.
You know what?
That's respectable.
This is the beginning, though. It's a slippery slope.
It is. It's so easy to just not.
That one vacation is where it all goes downhill. Because now, if you don't get to this immediately, I think you're going to have a huge inbox problem. That's my opinion. Because I've been very organized before. But now, once it piles up, it's a big, big boulder.
It feels powerful, though, right? In a horrible way. Like, I could respond.
Yeah.
But I won't.
Yeah, no. I have tasks that are like 7 years old.
Am I becoming a dick? Is that what happens?
It's just, it's just a hard, it's just a, this constant wave. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah. you get tired of it eventually.
I guess.
All right, let's look at this label called exercise.
Okay. This is the thing I used to do.
Exercises?
Just labeling.
Oh, okay.
I think I just had YouTube links to exercise things that I found. Yeah. Right. Like, because I didn't want to pay for a gym. So I have like 5 barre workouts, no running required in this 10-minute cardio sweat session, 20-minute calorie scorcher,
okay,
even though there's no reason.
Are we recording
for that
right now? Yeah. We are. Okay, great.
They're all also in the winter, too, if you notice that, because I just, New York winters suck.
They
the
are
worst.
All in the winter. This is what I love, though. This is unbelievable. So it's okay. So we have a summer 2000. So this is a folder of YouTube videos that you've sent yourself labeled exercise.
Yeah.
There's 6 emails in it.
Yeah. From 2012 recently to 2016. Only
yes.
6.
Yes. Yes. So 2012. Then there's a stretch of 2014 where we're sending ourselves a lot of links. Then apparently 2015, nothing to worry about.
Nope.
And then 2016, we're back at it.
Back at it.
Also, some of these are still in your inbox.
Yeah, they probably are. No, they're in my inbox. And, oh, okay. Yeah, they're in my inbox, but they're also in the side folder.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. They're labeled, but they're also in your inbox.
Doesn't matter.
So great. Okay, so can we read the subject line of some of these YouTube links?
They're very boring. They're just the names of like the YouTube links.
Yeah, but can we please read them?
Okay, cool.
Because I think taken all together, they'll be really enjoyable.
Okay, so 2012. Sculpt arms faster with 4 push-up variations.
Great.
Let me tell you right now, I cannot lift things. Next one. 5 barre workouts to tone your body.
I also did not know that's how that was pronounced.
See, I don't know either.
Oh.
Probably because I didn't watch the link.
You didn't even watch
it? Probably
these?
Not.
This is great.
I think I do like a research and I find like, that'd be great one day to look at. And then I never do.
Great.
Bar workout from Feedly, which is an RSS feed. So I found it from an RSS, meaning I subscribe to things that would give me recommendations for this. No running required in this 10-minute cardio sweat session. This was in the dead of winter because the idea of going outside seems stupid.
That's fair.
20-minute calorie scorcher that even beginner can do. Not beginners. Beginner can do.
Great.
Bye-bye bat wings in this ultimate arm workout.
Bat wings feels like such an like older generation's way to refer to underarms, right?
I don't even know what bat wings are.
It doesn't really conjure up a...
It's
I mean, like, I know what a bat is.
It's like underarm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even... And look at the man. I joined a gym.
Oh, very nice. Good for you.
Thank you.
And is that when did the gym joining happen?
Probably 2014.
Yep. Oh, you think? And then you went back to it in 2016.
2016, yeah, 2 days where I saw these incredible links and just had to send them to myself.
I mean, Bye Bye Bat Wings is a real grabber. That really jumps out at you.
I don't know what it was. I just saw the word bat and sent it to myself.
Yep.
Hey, what's up, Nicole?
Hey, Matt. Go check Instagram.
Okay, hang on. Okay, I'm on there.
Yeah, did you see what I posted?
I'm scrolling. Wait, I don't know if I follow you. Let me check.
Matt.
Okay. No, yep, there it is.
Matt, I took that picture.
Wow.
Matt, that's food that I made.
You made that.
Matt, aren't I amazing?
What? I mean, that's pretty impressive. It looks like a legit meal.
It is a legit meal. I made it using HelloFresh.
Wow.
It was so fun. And then I documented this beautiful, incredible thing that I did in, Matt, like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I've been doing it. I've been doing it, too.
Well, again,
I had invited you down, and you said you wouldn't come over.
Yeah, sorry. Again, Matt, you live in Georgia.
I know.
But you got to post pictures, because these are, look at this image. These are beautiful, fresh ingredients, and they were measured to exact quantities, so there was no food waste. And, Matt, my kitchen is already immaculate, because I didn't have to take out a bunch of stuff to measure.
Yeah.
Because it was already pre-measured.
I know. It's a beautiful thing.
And, Matt, I had time to actually, like, think about it and take a picture because I wasn't cranky from lugging a bunch of groceries home because it came to my doorstep in a recyclable insulated box.
It's a beautiful thing. I'm just happy that you're on board with this because I was trying to tell you about it before.
Yeah, I know. But Matt, it's not about before, okay? And also, I can't take credit for this. I can't be the only one who takes credit for this because these meals were designed by registered dietitians on staff at HelloFresh. So you know that in addition to being beautiful, they are nutritionally balanced.
I still would love to have you over for a dinner party.
Matt, you live in Atlanta.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that part.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
You know what else we should talk about?
What should we talk about, Matt, as long as we're both talking?
A special offer for listeners of our show.
Really?
Yeah. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Visit HelloFresh.com and enter the promo code INBOX30. That's promo code INBOX30.
Matt, how are they going to know that, though? Are they listening to our phone calls?
Whoa.
Okay, so this segment is called Chat Reenactment. This is a chat between Mujan and a old friend of yours who is also a doctor.
She's an ER doctor, yes.
Great, and the chat begins at 3:39 a.m.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. Woke up to the sound of carbon monoxide detection from the fire alarm. And it was so loud.
Girl, you are awake.
Neighbor helped me turn it off with ladder, saying it was probably the battery. Then I Googled carbon monoxide.
Deadly.
And saw it was odorless and got freaked, called the fire department.
Are you nauseated?
They just came. Four strapping men in my apartment.
Oh, hey.
And decided, detected nothing.
Anyone pick you up?
Nope.
Dang.
If only.
I like to be picked up.
So that was that.
Well.
Now I have a dangling fire alarm.
Glad you're safe.
And angry neighbors. Not my fault. It went dead.
Not your fault, but you should check your battery every few months.
It's so high up.
Gah. Why do they do that? Not safe.
Gah.
Not safe.
I'ma die tonight.
Girl, stay awake. Watch out for headaches, nausea, and weakness. Excess drowsiness, open windows.
Well, I'm sleepy.
Ha. It's 3 a.m. Gah. Tricky.
Aw, man. Now I'm afraid to sleep, for I will die.
No, you'll be okay. It was likely just the battery. That happened to me at my old apartment, though I was out of town.
Then bitch needs to say battery dying.
But I was told by my roommate they were very angry.
And not some crazy nonsense.
With me when I got back.
Stop reading articles on CO. Ugh, the silent killer. It's called the silent killer.
What did the fire department say?
They had a detector, maybe. Didn't see it. And one of the firemen said, it's all clear. But I don't know. I wish it wasn't 4 a.m.
When do you go to work?
Because I am confusing all my sleepy symptoms with dying symptoms.
Nah.
So originally it was like a casual friend conversation, but then the doctoring did come in.
Yes. Later. I go to her all the time for any... I feel, even if I have a cold, I immediately think I'm dying. So I always email her. It's a blessing and it's a curse for her having her as my ER doctor.
Wait,
she knows way so much about me that it's just great to just go to a friend and just text her and be like, hey, I'm bleeding in a weird place.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah,
hold on.
It's great.
When you say originally it was a casual friend conversation, you mean this particular conversation?
Yeah, I think originally
this
you
started
were,
at 3:40 a.m., right?
Yeah, but you didn't contact her because she's a doctor. You contacted her because she was a friend who was online
she at 3:40. She was online at 3:40. Well, she was living in California at the time, so it was midnight. But for me,
gotcha.
It was my normal time that I'm generally
but
awake.
You don't think you were like, oh, thank God, she's on. Like, I'm going to ask her about
no,
this.
No, I definitely was too.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought it was dying. And I had the same symptoms as carbon monoxide poisoning.
Can I just say?
Because it was 3:40 in the
yes,
morning.
Yes, so being sleepy is the same as being carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a sentence. Being sleepy is the same as thinking you were poisoned by carbon monoxide.
No, that's not true. Being sleepy
yes.
is similar to the wide range of symptoms described with
yes.
carbon monoxide poisoning.
Can I completely mm-hmm. agree, though? It should absolutely say battery dying.
I
mean, it's too confusing.
Yeah.
And it always happens in the middle of the night. Always.
Also, I just remember that neighbor who came to help me came way longer, like 20 minutes later. In the first like 10 minutes that it was beeping very loudly, one of my neighbors downstairs said, shut the fuck up.
Wow.
And it was saying carbon monoxide detected.
Okay,
but. That's New York City. They're like, I don't care if you're dying. Make it silent.
Oh,
was it saying? But was it saying,
yeah.
so sometimes,
it was saying carbon monoxide detected.
But then was it saying detected. Zero PPS or
no.
zero parts? Oh, because
no.
it also will give a reading sometimes.
No, it just straight up said carbon monoxide
yeah.
detected.
You
so
should
I
get,
had no
you
choice.
Leave. You
got
leave.
No, I'm actually, you should get one of the ones that does a reading.
Fun fact, this is really embarrassing. This was 2011. My fire alarm is still dangling from that.
No!
Yes. I have a very high ceiling.
No!
And no one there to help me. With
Matt's going to come over and fix it tonight.
Yep, coming over. But, what, the same one is still hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah, I mean, everything's safe. I haven't died yet.
You
so.
Have to move.
I can't. The rent is so low.
You have to have somebody come over and fix that.
I've had many people over. No one has been willing to fix it.
You have to get that fixed.
It's just not a thing that comes up.
Oh, I hate
even
this.
Though it literally is up, it's dangling. I'm just hoping a neighbor's place also beeps, and then
no,
I'll just figure it out.
No, that's not. I dislike this. I dislike this so much. We're
if,
gonna
if, it's gonna, if there's gonna be a fire in my apartment, it's gonna be a fire everywhere.
Yeah, right after we
that's
send
not
your,
how fires work.
Right after we send your email
safe.
Roulette email, we're gonna go fix this.
Whenever
right
I leave my apartment send. For like long extended periods, I always turn off everything. It's fine.
Mushan.
It's fine.
No.
My next door neighbor did, I believe, or someone, I don't know who, I don't want to speculate, did make, put like a dirty rotten egg or some sort of stink bomb in our apartment. Like the whole building was smelled awful. And I also Googled that. It was like 2 years later and thought it was carbon monoxide detection. And I called the cops, the fire department again. And they came up and he was like, nah, your building's just smelly.
Oh, I call about gas constantly.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
And I, you know, what was funny is I didn't call until I cleaned my apartment. Because I didn't want them, there's the Persian in me. It's like whenever you have a guest, it has to be clean.
That's so nice.
No one's visited in a while, so I had needed to just clean it up, even though I might have been dying of carbon monoxide poisoning.
I'm so angry you didn't ask them to fix the smoke detector while they were there.
Brought it up themselves.
I mean, how high are your ceilings? From the sound of it, they're like 15 feet. Because it's like a step ladder situation.
No, Mushan, like myself, is a large in character, small in stature.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to describe
us. That was a great compliment.
Thank you. But not so small. You're making it sound like we're like 2'5".
Well, but I'm just saying, no, which would be fine if we were. But I'm just saying,
we're
like,
we're taller than Dolly Parton.
Are we really?
Yeah.
How tall is
she's like 4'10".
Wow,
you guys are alarmingly small, I would say.
Okay.
Wow, alarmingly small?
Fire alarming.
The hell? We are average height in some. Let me just establish for the audience, I'm 5'1". I'm not like 2. What? You're alarmingly small.
But my point had just been that like what might feel like high ceilings to us might to Matt when he comes over later.
True. No, Matt, you wouldn't be able to
really
do it either. No, I live in an apartment that has like 2 levels. And so
go to the top level.
I can't because the top level is like a half level.
By the way, congratulations.
Thank you so
much.
I'm
living in an apartment with 2 levels. That sounds wonderful. Wait. With low rent, sounds great.
That's why I will die there, possibly of carbon monoxide or fire or because the rent is so low.
Could Matt on a chair fix it?
No. Maybe.
Like a tall chair.
Yeah, a tall chair. Wait, how tall are you? I don't know.
I'm about 5'11".
I made
and
no
a half.
Judgment of you when I saw you. I didn't think you were alarmingly anything.
Yeah, see, that might. Yeah, well,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I get that often. My height is a little above average, 5'11", maybe.
Oh, you're above average? Oh, that's nice.
Like, how tall is the average person? Like 5?
Six? United States? Don't generalize.
Well, no, that's what averaging is, though.
That's true.
Don't average. Don't you average.
Wait, hold on. World average.
Average
height.
Woman is like 5'5".
Oh, so no.
This is.
The male average. No, this is wrong. The male average height is 6'1" and the female average height is 5'7".
This is in different places, though.
No, those are people who are on record as being the tallest in the world.
That's too many words. Anyway, just it's probably like 5 foot and like 5'7" or something.
That's it. Mushan,
just gonna go with that.
The average woman is not 5 feet
just
tall.
Just because everyone's like averagely
Mushan,
5 foot.
If the average woman were, you're saying the average woman is 5 feet tall, so that puts you one over the average woman. There's no way
than
that's
most
true.
Women, yeah,
and I would still be one under.
Just consider how big the world is. Like we live in America. That's such a small place. Like go to other places and like if you guys travel, like you'll like learn there's like other heights.
Wise words. So this next segment is called Awkward Voicemails.
Awkward Voicemail.
And Mujan, you actually earlier pulled up a voicemail from yourself.
Yeah. So we were talking about Google Voice being a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered that at one point I tested it out. Like I don't use it at all. But yeah, back in the day, I gave myself some Google Voices. And I think I'm the only person who gives myself voicemails on it.
And they're also not, well, let's give it a listen.
Does this work? How does this work? Hello? Well, hi.
November 5th, 2010, 10:50 a.m.
Amazing. And also, so the way this works, it has saved the voicemail. It has also attributed it to somebody who's not you. It's attributed it to your friend, Sean.
Yeah, my friend, Sean Jane, who's an Indian man.
And it has also mistranscribed the text.
Mm-hmm.
Does this work? Had it? If you are so, why? Is what it's translated this as. So I would say all around a failure of the system.
Yeah. If I wanted to look back at the transcript, I would be incredibly confused.
For sure.
Believe this is just a representation of how Google is failing as a company. And honestly, we need to not trust them anymore and stop using it.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
A huge turn?
Should just get off computers and just delete every single social media that we have if this is a representation of the way the world is going in 2010.
But not your podcast apps.
No, only keep your podcasts up. Mission to Zix. If you're not well aware of what Mission to Zix is, let me give you the log line. It's an improvised sci-fi podcast following a team of ambassadors as they attempt to establish diplomatic relations with planets and other stuff. You can find it on your iTunes, on Audio Boom, or wherever you find your iTunes Audio Boom.
That was really beautiful. You also aggressively abandoned the log line halfway through.
There's a lot of words. Honestly, you get it after a while.
That's fair. That's fair. I feel like the title is very evocative.
Wait, can I... Just for kicks and giggles, can I share one from my parents?
Yes, of course. Please.
Okay, so I think when I had a Google Voice created back in the day, my parents also, I think I gave the number to my parents. And for some reason, they started calling me on that too, because my parents are always worried about me. So if I didn't respond to my normal telephone, they called my Google Voice. And so my parents speak in Farsi. We speak in Farsi with each other. And so I have this voicemail from my father, and this is what it is.
روژان جونم شماره رو گرفتم جواب ندادی بهت بگم برات از سان فرانسیسکو یک جوری دیوتی سامت اومده تماس بگیر با من قربونت.
Okay, so I think you can...
Can I read the translation?
Yeah.
Okay, the translation of that is this. We're not gonna. I'm so what I think that I don't know that the bit again about the ad phone call school. You can't review with you so much on that day. I'm off to get them, or what?
My dad in Farsi said, hey, Mujan, you got a jury duty submission from San Francisco.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
I would love to know what an ad phone call school is, though. It's potentially an interesting institution.
I think you got taught how to become like a spam caller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just something about the email, something about the text that they've come up with just feels like a teenager who's over it.
Yeah.
We're not gonna. I'm so what I think that it don't know that the bit again about the ad phone call.
Yeah,
school.
I'm not gonna go.
Yeah.
I'm off to get them or what?
It does. It feels like it translated your dad into an angry.
I think Google teenager. Knows my dad is truly an angry teenage girl.
Inside. Also, is this your dad's actual picture on
yes,
your phone?
Yes, my dad is a cat? Cute, adorable cat. I come from a family of felines.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Just a goofy cat that I found. I thought
Wait,
it'd be funny.
Really? Yeah, it's like, not a family cat?
No, it's not even our own cat Jiggles. It's just a stock photo of a goofy cat.
But you do have a family cat.
I do have a family cat, or did.
Oh.
Oh, she died this year.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. She was old. She was like 23.
What?
Whoa.
She would drink chlorine water from the swimming pool. I think she was alive that long because she was half mutant.
And like preserved.
Preserved.
Do you literally mean 23?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I think like 16, 17 is
and
doing pretty well for a cat,
right? She was thriving
right?
Till the end.
23 is awesome. That's the fountain of youth. That
yeah.
Swimming pool is the
Jiggles.
Fountain of youth.
Wow.
You have your cats drink chlorine water from the pool. Live forever.
So this next segment is called Spam, Scams, and Creeps.
Spam, Scams, and Creeps.
So Mujan, it looks like you let Google take care of your spam folder.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of spam emails. I have a separate email account for mm-hmm. anything that I believe I'll get spam from. But my like original email is just a clean place with no, I rarely get spam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. But we do have one in there from 6 days ago.
Yes.
Can you give us the subject line? Just tell us a little bit about this email.
Attention. Mujan - major music opportunity for Mujan Zulfikari. Deadline approaching. Very serious.
Very serious.
Deadline is approaching.
And then the actual subject line. Or not. Sorry, I don't know why I said the... And then the actual email.
Hi, Mujan. This is a quick note to let you know there is still time for Mujan Zulfikari to enter the 2017 International Songwriting Competition in one of the 23 categories available by either uploading an MP3 or providing a link to your song on a streaming site such as SoundCloud or Bandcamp, etc.
Now,
the deadline, guys...
You're reading it like this because thus far it's been in bold, which
yes.
is pretty intense.
Yes.
It's about to go from intense to intenser.
Yeah. This year's competition has celebrity judges. This could be a real thing. And it just
it
went
seems
to my spam folder.
Real.
It's also now in red. It's
the
bold
deadline,
and in red.
The regular deadline is September 20th. That's what red font sounds like.
Midnight, also Central Time. Central Time is a really interesting time to pick.
In this year's competition, a celebrity judges. Guys, what? This may not
be
spam.
I think you have missed a big opportunity. This looks pretty real to me.
We're recording this before the deadline.
Okay, I think you should do this. I'm looking at this, guys.
The celebrity judges include Tom Waits. He's a thing. Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction.
We know.
Lord, Bastille the Band. Nicole Wilson from Heart. Ziggy Marley, who
Nancy
is alive.
Wilson, too, from Heart.
And plus, presidents capitalize. And CEOs from Elektra, Warner Music, Sony Latin, Sire, Iron Glassnote, and many more.
I think we're bearing the headline, guys.
Oh, dudes, bros, this is in bold. ISC also gives away over $150,000 in cash and prizes.
Wow. I mean,
still in bold.
Still in bold. It is open to both signed and unsigned artists, bands, duos, solo performers, etc., with 23 different categories. This, I don't think this is spam.
I don't think it's spam. I think it went to spam because of the font choices.
Also,
I
or
don't
just
think
Google
this is
knows
real.
That Google really. I feel I want to look up.
This
I'm going to look
real.
Up songwritingcompetition.com.
Like a person left their name and a lot of phone numbers.
This is real.
Yeah, that's a
why
real
was I chosen?
I don't. No.
And did Google like, no, I'm not going to do like Google is not only spamming spam, but also things that you would not be applicable
can you,
for.
Can you display images? Yeah. Yeah. It's not just they're not just processing spam. They're really making the best use of your time.
There's no image.
I don't think that this is real. I don't think
look
that
the website.
This is real. The website is has,
sure.
is beautiful.
It's also 2017. Great. You can make a good website.
No, but no one like
there's
spamming
a press
or
release?
Phishing would make a website this
okay,
nice.
Can we Google this place though?
Yeah. Wait, what? This is it. I'm on the website.
No, not their
guys,
website. What do other people
right
say
now.
About
them? This okay. feels like right. a great opportunity.
Songwritingcompetition.com. It's the first link that comes up. So it's real.
Or they've just paid a lot.
Is that what it is? Okay. So the number one song contest, open to all songwriters. This is, I messed up.
I just, no, you didn't.
Facebook messed up.
First of all, you didn't mess
sorry.
Up. There's
Google
still time.
Messed up.
There's still time. I just think
is there Nicole? I have like 10 days.
Yeah, that's great. But that's also the regular deadline. Who knows if there's an extended deadline?
Oh, shit. I'm going to look that up.
But also, I just think this email that they've sent you is absurd. This is not an email that you send in a professional capacity.
It does say attention and has my name twice in the subject line. That's pretty serious.
Yes, but all of
spam
these
spam doesn't
bold,
do that.
All of these red, like this is not how you use bold.
All the other things that are spam, or they make sense, like SAG-AFTRA stuff.
But could this not be because of some, like an acting list you're signed up on that you got this email?
I don't know. But here's one that clearly is spam. It's called, the subject line is, goodbye summer, hello, hot offer.
Well, let's not judge till we've seen what's in that hot offer.
And it's from Chef Bridget Siegel.
Okay,
so,
tell me more.
Oh, it's all image, so it's already can't okay. see anything.
I should probably click on that.
Oh, okay, now this is a real place. I just always delete their stuff, and so
sure,
it's munchery. Yeah. Guys, I think I unsubscribed from you, but you are still coming to get me. I know I have one free box of food I can get from you, but I don't want it.
Oh, is that another one of those like food companies?
Yeah, Actors Access is everything else, I believe. Because it's just things that have matched my profile as an actor.
Ooh, this is something we should be looking at. What has matched your profile as an actor?
Wait, let me go to a random one. Charades participant. Wizard.
Ooh, where?
But it's for Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's nice.
Wait, now I want a bad one. Hold on. Let me find it. Okay. Sorry. Oh boy. Spam. Okay, here we go. So Actors Access is also one that I get mm-hmm. a lot. And they send me, and it goes into my spam folder because it's, they know I'd never do anything with it. They believe I'd be good at Yodeler. 17 to 18. Female.
Wow.
A contestant at a local pageant. Her special talent is Yodel. Evil lives here. A role called... No, what's oh, prostitute number one, petite, Russian, or Officer Duran.
Wow. Officer Duran, maybe?
Yeah. Or in Billions, a non-Yugal paralegal for the television show Billions.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You got a lot of options, it seems like.
Yeah. I once did get offer a role for someone called Another Woman. That was a joy.
Ooh.
I said no.
Oh, wait. That's not like The Other Woman. That's just like, oh, just, my gosh, we put Another Woman in
exactly.
the script.
Exactly. It's not even name of, yep, yep. No, one was called like Another Woman and one was called Younger Woman.
Oof. And no, just give us numbers. I'm fine with numbers.
Yeah. Or just woman number one, woman number two. Exactly. Not like another one. Younger.
Wow.
We had to put one more in.
Bigger one.
Wow.
More of a woman. A yeah. woman or one.
Warmer woman.
Warmer
colder
woman.
Woman.
Yeah. Woman with one more line.
Woman who's just right.
Woman who doesn't know that she's beautiful until halfway through her the line that she's saying.
Yep.
I think that's most scripts. It's like woman who doesn't realize she's beautiful.
Until halfway through the line.
Parental units.
So this is a text exchange between yourself and your mother.
Yeah, let me just establish here that my mom is a very worried woman. I'm her youngest daughter, and she's very protective of me as a child, and I moved to New York City alone. So, of course, she's incredibly worried about me all the time. And she has, because of the move, when I moved here in 2009 or 8 or something, she learned how to text message. She's also an immigrant. Like, I don't say that. She's also, she's born in Iran. I was born in Iran, but she's not. She's very good at English, but it's not like 100%. So texting her has always been a joy. And so when I first moved here, she was always worried. And if I don't call her once a day still, she immediately thinks I'm dead. Immediately thinks I was murdered, dead, kidnapped. Just a fact of life. So here's a text exchange from June 8th, 2009, going to June 12th, 2009. Nicole, if you want to be me, I'll be my mom. June 8th. Are you okay?
Yes.
June 11th, are you okay?
Yes.
June 12th, are you okay?
Yes. We'll call later. Don't worry.
So that was just a normal way that my mom would text me back then, just to check in to make sure I was alive.
No punctuation either. Just, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?
And so that was 2009. You think things might have progressed. They have. She's very good at texting now, but there are times I just don't call once a day. I'm just busy. And so this is from April. This is now a step up. Mujan, or this is my mom. April 2nd, please send me something. April 13th, please send me something. April 13th, later in the day.
Hello.
Thanks. Heart, heart, heart.
Heart eyes emoji.
Heart eyes, heart eyes. Yeah.
She really is just trying to confirm that you're alive.
That's all she needs to know. Literally all. And then there have been times where she's like, send me anything. And I text her an emoji of just like a cat or like a dog or just something. And she's like, thank you.
Yeah, you could have sent any emoji, any letter, any
confirmed,
punctuation.
Alive.
Yeah.
I love this so much because it's almost the evolution is almost like she realized, are you okay, was more prying than she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just please send me something is so sweet.
Anything, please.
Oh, I love this. And also, like, we're looking through looking through the text that you've sent your mom. A lot of blue to gray. Like, it's not non-reciprocal. You're a good daughter.
I guess.
Oh, yeah. There's some long texts in there.
There's some texts, but there have been times where I just, like, don't. I'm just busy, and then I just don't feel like talking or something.
I think about that all the time because I'm in pretty regular contact with both of my parents. We text a lot, but then I think, like, if you had a person, Matt, you're a dad, so you'll experience this. If you had a person, and then they went out into the world and went a day without contacting you, how dare they?
Yeah.
Well, I'm absolutely just going to use that now. Are you okay? And please send me something.
Yeah.
That's the new go-to.
Oh, here's another. Yeah, there's definitely like, please send me something. And I send her a gift gif of a robot falling. There's a bunch of these. My mom checking in, making sure I'm alive. There was one time a couple years ago where she was like, please send me something. Or are you okayed me? And I sent her a picture of like a police officer with a gun.
No!
Immediately called me. Mushan, are you okay? What is happening? I'm like, mom, it was my fault. It was my fault.
She literally interprets
emojis too. It was my fault.
But what were you thinking? Of course it was your fault.
I know what? I was with my cousin and I was like, you want to know how my mom will call me? I'm going to say I was testing it out.
You were baiting.
I was baiting.
Yeah.
And you were right.
I was right. Anytime I send her that emoji of a man with a mustache, she gets incredibly worried. That's like a call to her. I'd be like, I'm being kidnapped right now.
Is that the point where it's a phone call? Like, is there one down from that you could send that would solicit a phone call?
A phone call it was always phone call first. And if I don't respond to a phone call, it's a text. Here's another good one that my mom sent me on November 29th, I believe 2012 or something. This describes my mom. My mom said, be safe. Everyone is bad person.
I love this.
That describes just everything. There's one time that my mom went on an airplane, and this is the only thing that she sent me. Inside plane, I so cold. Bye. I was like, what?
I love your mom. I feel a kinship with your mother.
I was like trying to see if there's anything else. Yeah.
Ugh, love your mom.
Mom, I'm alive. I'm on this podcast right now.
Is she going to listen to this?
She will not listen to this.
Really?
Well, no. Or maybe she will. They Google me sometimes.
Oh, I feel like if I had a daughter who only sometimes called or sent gifts, I would love to listen to a podcast.
Yeah. But maybe I've said some things that upset her.
Oh, not really. No. You're okay.
Okay.
I think you're safe.
Okay.
I cannot wait for like 2 years from now. I'm going to send Nicole a text that says, please send me something and see if you know what I'm talking about.
I'm really excited. All right. It's time for chickens to come home to roost. Is that how that saying goes?
Time for the chickens to come home to roost, as they say.
It's part two of Email Roulette.
Shall I read the trivia question?
Yes, please read the trivia
question.
Now,
just to remind everyone of the stakes here, Mujan, you have to answer this trivia question correctly.
Yes.
And if you don't, you have to send the email that we composed earlier for you.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. And I just want to say, Nicole and I don't know the answer. We're going to try to help you out here.
Yes.
Think of us as a team.
We are on your side.
Okay. Please be on my side, because sending that would make no sense to anybody.
We want to work this out together. On March 21st, 2006, the first official non-automated tweet posted was which of the following? A, is this thing on? B, OMG, I love Beyonce. C, inviting coworkers. D, men's rights. Shall I repeat that?
Can you clarify what you're trying to do here?
Okay. My understanding of this, I didn't write the question, and I don't know the answer. On March 21st, 2006, the first official non-automated tweet posted was which of the following?
So then they were all automated
tweets? Had a Twitter account and posted a tweet, right?
The first true tweet.
The first tweet by a person who was on Twitter.
I think I know it.
Really?
Well, the other ones make no sense.
Like, I'm inclined to say it's A or B.
I'm going to say, yeah, A is this thing on.
And B
that sounds like a windy way Silicon Valley tries to like, let's promote this.
Yes, I agree. To me, A is like the safest, most obvious choice. Part of me, I'm going to go crazy. Part of me thinks maybe C.
What was C again?
Inviting coworkers.
It's just like a weird, you know.
Well, I mean, just like Facebook, Twitter was like a very small, small community.
Right.
You know what? Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. I just want to go back to A. It scares me how accurate that feels, though. Is this thing on?
Yes.
It feels like a trap.
No, I feel like it's an homage to Hello World and like Silicon Valley. Loves
totally.
That sort of stuff.
It makes too much sense. It makes a ton of sense.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
But there is a lot on the line.
Too obvious. B feels like we would all know if it was Beyonce.
C and D, we both agree, would be someone who does not understand how Twitter works.
Yes, but I'm on board for C.
Inviting coworkers. Like they think that they're just... By that doing that, they're inviting their coworkers to something.
Yeah. And also, yes. I don't believe in 2006 men's rights,
no.
Like on Twitter. Like Twitter at that point was still like a pure place. It's not like the crap hole that it is today. So I don't think men's rights got into it yet.
I agree. I'm out on D.
Okay,
I don't think it's D.
I'm crossing it out officially.
I don't know what you're doing.
I just have this on my computer.
D is out. Beyonce's out. Inviting coworkers is out. I think it's A.
Okay. All right.
You've been confident the whole way.
Yeah. I'm from the Bay Area, I think I understand Silicon Valley and their mindset just a little bit, but I could be incredibly wrong.
You are very confident in your ability to speak tech, bro.
I'm also doing this not realizing the repercussions.
Yeah.
I'm just doing this as a trivia question
here.
As opposed to reminding myself at this moment that it means I'll have to send that email to someone I haven't talked to in many long time and who I was just a blip in their time frame.
That's true.
I think
we'll all agree it's the smart, intelligent, it's the thoughtful choice is A. So you are picking A.
Final answer.
I'm going to go with A, but yes, I'm going to go with A. I'm a confident woman, bitch.
It's not
A.
No. Oh, no, yes, it is. It has to be.
No.
What is it? What? Is it the coworker one?
Nicole doesn't have to send an email. Ouch.
Oh, sorry, Mushan. I want you to know I was on your side.
Nicole just did a huge celebration, by the way, just because she got that one right.
Hey.
Totally forgetting the consequences.
I know.
Hold on. I'm just going to read over this email again to make sure.
Yeah,
let me do that again. Hello, Redacted. I want to get back to 2011. Let me set the stage. Two coworkers, one rap party, one hug, a lifetime of questions. But ultimately, it didn't. It all worked out for the best. I think you know how I feel. Oh, God, no, Nicole.
Yeah, there's weird punctuation in here that I don't know who's responsible for.
And I know, you know, I wish you only the best. We're out of coffee, Mujana. I would report this to a mutual friend and be like, Mujana's problems.
Reminder
Mujana,
of subject line.
The subject line is not trying... Hold on. Subject line is not trying to be threatening, .. Seriously, the worst subject line to send to anybody. Nicole, I want to go back in time and not be your friend, so you would never invite me.
Wow.
Oh, but, no, but I don't know.
But we're on the record now as friends.
We are friends.
So I'm really torn on how to feel about this situation, because I feel really good about that.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, but consequences are consequences.
What do you think? I don't even know if the email I have is like right.
It's as right as it's going to be. It's
yeah,
right.
We don't change these.
She's the blue button.
Yeah,
says,
the blue,
Mujan, you have to do
I'm
it.
I'm looking away.
I just want to go on record by saying, wow, I'm really good at foreshadowing. This is the worst decision I made in my life. Also, but who cares? It's I'm fine. Whatever. I'm cool. Everything's great. I'm so happy to be here and to send that email to someone I haven't spoken to in many years. Although there's like no bad blood. It's all fine.
Exactly. And here's the
thing.
I
wasn't even anybody, really.
This show is not about being cruel. It's not about making people uncomfortable. It's
sure.
about, no, we're having a breakthrough.
Yeah.
It's about getting rid of shame associated with our emails.
Let me remind you of the subject line. I'm not trying to be threatening, .. Seriously.
And neither are we.
Yes.
This is about getting rid of shame when it comes to
by reliving it, by bringing
exactly.
it back. Things
way,
that nobody remembers.
That email at its heart was a very sweet email, I think.
Yes.
It's a little weird. It took a few turns and we don't know exactly what's going on. But by the end, I wish you all the best. I mean, could it be any nicer than that?
No, it's like vague sentence. I wish you all the best. Something about coffee, Mujan. Great. I hope they're happy. And now... Yeah, so I have no words to say. I'm fine.
I'm very proud of you.
Whenever I say I'm fine, let me establish I mean I'm not fine.
Yes. Yeah. No, we
Are you
that
okay?
red. That red.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
You're okay, but you're not fine.
I should respond with please send me something.
Oh man, we should have rethought that.
That should have been the subject line.
Yep.
It's been a long time. Please send me something.
Yes.
Oh,
are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Mushan.
Oh, I love
P.S.
it.
P.S. Coffee. Hug. Remember. Dot Persian accent. CC Mushan's mom.
Maybe in the future we'll consider whether we need to make any revisions before we send it.
Yes. That's true.
Using everything that you learned from the show.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Mujan, thank you so much for continuing to.
Great. I'm happy to have been a guinea pig in this experiment that
yes.
you're in.
We really appreciate it. Mujan, thank you so much for coming on. If you adored Mujan, which of course you did, you can listen to her more on Mission to Zix.
Mission to Zix on Audio Boom.
Mujan, also, we should have given you a more proper introduction, but you're also a successful television writer.
Thank you. I'm a TV writer.
Yes, beloved member, beloved book club member.
I'm in a book club. And I do stuff on the TV sometimes. If
yes.
I appear on it and someone wants me to do it, I will gladly do it.
And if you send those through Actors Access, she's definitely not going to get them.
Not going to get them unless it says not staggering. Unless it does say staggering height. What was that you said?
Alarmingly tall.
Alarmingly
small.
Tall.
Alarmingly.
We don't know anymore.
Average height of a human in the world is 4'5". Look it up. That's a fact. I am a very tall.
Mail.